China vowed today to safeguard its business interests as President Trump escalated his campaign against Chinese telecom giant Huawei. Yesterday, the Trump administration said it would label Huawei a security risk and impose export restrictions on the sale of U.S. parts to the company. Trump also signed an executive order that would let the U.S. ban purchases of telecommunications gear from foreign adversaries, which everyone thinks means Huawei. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. He joins us now. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
I'm good. And for those just kind of, this has been on the periphery for them, how big a deal is this? Not just for Huawei, but for maybe U.S. companies who want to sell things like chips to Huawei.
I mean, Huawei is a national champion for China, probably the most important company to both the regime and the technology economy. And this move seeks to isolate it just as it was most hungry to pounce on, you know, this 5G rollout across the planet that everybody's talking about. And that's going to be brutally hard to do without U.S. hardware and software companies. The problem is it's also standing to hurt American and European companies that are banking on faster networks.
We'll talk more about that. The rollout of 5G, not just in the U.S., but around the world. How will that be impacted?
I mean, like, this is these companies, Huawei is really unique in being out there at the forefront. You have Chinese banks, the Chinese government effectively subsidizing it aggressively, and 5G was its big power play. You don't have the best alternatives to it. Maybe Nokia and Ericsson that could pick up where it left off, but we are all connected. It's like the old New York telephone ad. And is this going to hurt China's national champion more than it hurts the dozens of U.S. chip and software suppliers that are provisioning it? Is Donald Trump willing to throttle the entire global rollout of 5G just to spite its trade nemesis?
Well, and Robin, I think that we should explain. I mean, talk about 5G. What is it? And why is Huawei so central to it?
I mean, this is the next generation network that everybody's talking about. If you remember, we were walking around with brick phones 20 years ago and then the clamshell phones and everything, and then the smartphone. And remember 2G and 3G, and then Verizon and all them were talking about 4G and 4G Lite. This is supposed to be really transformational. You don't have to get on a Wi-Fi to watch things at blazingly fast speed, and being able to do things out there in the open on constantly available, really fast broadband. But this requires companies to provision all sorts of towers and software and chip technology and cramming it into a smartphone, of which Huawei, I think, has 15% share across the planet. Mm-hmm. And this is that one company out there that's specializes in 5G.
Right. And, you know, if you're Google or Apple and you've got other phones, you're disrupting the way these companies work together. Look, how does this play out, do you think?
I mean, this right now is a bit tantamount to firing it, kind of like at a major general while you're supposedly negotiating a ceasefire or a peace treaty, and which China and the United States keep saying they're going to come back to the bargaining table.
Right, because we should say there are also ongoing trade talks, and the U.S. says they're going back to them.
Yeah, but of course, this could just be for the sake of theatrics and negotiating clout. Of course, the United States could always issue waivers, but it certainly adds to a climate of fear and loathing between Washington and Beijing.
Well, it doesn't help if those trade talks, which have to do with things like soybeans, if those are picked up next week, as the White House says they will be. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, will continue to follow this. Robin, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.